Everybody wants the best.
And why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't I? Want the best I can possibly get. I want the best food, the best entertainment, the best. I want the best investments, best stock choice, the best ETF, the best strategy for retirement. But that's when you really boil it down, you get down to it, that's actually not really what people are actually buying. I was listening to a podcast, which I know is shocking that I would be listening to a podcast. I heard somebody say there's really only two reasons that people buy anything at all. Hope and convenience. Hope and convenience. That's interesting, isn't it? Have you ever thought about that? What do you think about that? And the more I thought about it, the more I realized, well, that's exactly what financial planning is supposed to provide. Hope. And hope, that can get a bad reputation because we can say you're on a hope trip. Hope is not a strategy. And they're right, but hope is an essential thing. Hope and change. That's what Obama ran on. It was catalyzing. It was a movement, swept him into office and so on and so forth because it's an essential thing. Because without hope, why would anybody save any money? Why would I be planning for the future? Why would I be investing? Why would I sacrifice today for tomorrow? Why would I be preferencing the future over right now? And why would anybody believe that tomorrow would be better than what we have today? So every financial decision, some way it really is a statement about the future. I believe that things can improve. I believe that things will be better. I believe that my future will be better than my past. I believe that the world will be better for my kids than it is for me. I believe things can improve. Hope is what causes somebody drowning in debt to make that first extra payment, to start changing behavior. Hope is what convinces somebody who's never invested before to put away their first $100. Hope, that's what allows somebody approaching retirement to believe they can actually enjoy the next chapter of life instead of being terrified of it. Financial advisor isn't manufacturing returns, but the best advisors can definitely create hope, and not some BS false hope, grounded real hope, and hope that's backed by, you know, math, numbers, hope that's backed by experience, and hope that is backed up by a plan. Because uncertainty, that creates anxiety. All those open loops that we experience, that we have, that's what freaks us out. Clarity, well, that does the opposite. It creates confidence. And then there's convenience. Then there is convenience. Because the reality about money and finance is it's not obvious. It's not easy, regardless of sometimes I get caught in that trap. Well, doesn't everybody understand and know this stuff? Well, of course not. And why would we just inherently be good at personal finance and money? There's no other domain for human beings that we're just automatically good at. I'm just an automatic, I'm awesome at the piano. No way. I'm really good at, you know, skiing. No, you need to really work at it. So why would money be any different? It's complicated. There's 1,000 different retirement accounts. And how am I supposed to understand taxes and Social Security? Is it even going to be there? And Medicare and insurance and estate planning and investments? Ah, if I'm a business owner, that's a whole nother can of worms. And man, college sure is expensive. And does it make sense to give to a charity? So you could spend thousands of hours trying to master every one of these topics, or you could work with somebody who's dedicated their life and their work is to do that. So in this example, convenience isn't a dirty word. It's not bad. It's certainly not laziness. It's specialization. Do you do your own dentistry? Are you repairing your own AC unit or your own furnace? Are you repairing your ACL? Are you going to go to court and represent yourself? Probably not. And why? Because expertise saves time. And it often saves us from very, very expensive mistakes. So financial advisor, it's not replacing your responsibility. They're multiplying your effectiveness. So hope by itself is not enough. I hope I retire one day. I hope this works out. I hope the market comes back. That's a hope trip. That is wishful thinking. It's not a strategy. Hope requires action. And convenience alone is not enough because you can just automate everything into oblivion. Set up automatic savings, auto investing, auto pay, have the best software in the world. But if you don't believe your future is worth investing in, then none of that matters. So I think that the magic happens when hope and convenience unite. I believe I can have the future that I want, and I have somebody who knows how to help me get there. That's awesome. That's when people start moving and taking positive action, because without making decisions and without taking action, then nothing happens. We just stay stuck, treading water, or more commonly, we're just slowly slipping under the surface, drowning a little bit at a time. So once I marry those two things, that's when we stop procrastinating. That's when the anxiety stops to, you know, rule us. It starts to fade away. And it's not because uncertainty is no longer there. It's because somebody has helped replace confusion with a little bit of clarity. I think that a lot of folks out there think that financial advisors are just selling, you know, financial products. They're selling investment accounts or actual investments. And it's true, yeah. But I think that the best advisors out there, they're selling peace of mind. They sell confidence. They sell progress. They sell permission to stop worrying about things you don't need to become an expert in. They sell a future that's no longer left up to chance. So you've got hope, you've got convenience, and those just might be the two most valuable things that any advisor can offer. So really think, what's the point of most financial decisions, or what's behind most financial decisions? Not money. It's about what matters and what is important. It's about family. It's freedom. It's security. It's opportunity. And it is that thing we're all searching for, that peace of mind. So now that my, not that I did a commercial for financial advisory, but I heard that hope and convenience, and it really resonated. And I was like, oh, that's really what we're doing as financial advisors. And that's why people are working with financial advisors, because the vast majority of people will not. But when they understand that this is the role of an advisor, then I think it becomes more interesting, appealing, attractive, more of value. And of course, not all financial advisors are the same. There's lots of different kinds with lots of different focuses and there's a lot of different ways to do the business, which is good and bad. But if you're looking for somebody who takes the approach that I just described, somebody who wants to spend the time to get to know you, what matters to you, look at where you are, where it is you want to go, and that can help you take that positive action, well, I'd love to connect you with somebody in our Meaningful Advisor program. The Meaningful Advisor is a program that trains advisors on this philosophy, on getting down to what matters, what must be done in service of what matters, and then being with you side by side, helping you to take those actions. So if you want to have a conversation or learn more about it, you can just click on little link in the notes of the show, and we'd be happy to connect you to somebody that can help you get moving in the right direction. Or you can reach out to me directly. I'm easy to find. Because, of course, as always, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. Even your financial advisor, you still need to be the CEO. The buck still needs to stop with you. A meaningful advisor is just somebody who can walk alongside with you and help guide you through that process. So we have to act accordingly. Till next time.